Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Shooting from the Circle. This is Brett, where we follow the Rumbelara A-grade side in their journeys on 2024. So this week, Rumbelara head down to Echuca United and play Echuca United in Echuca. But before we look at that game and preview it, let's look back on what happened last week. So with last week, Rumbelara played Kingupna 57-28. 29-goal win to Rumbelara, but if you didn't know the scores and you actually seen the game, you'd probably think that the scores were a little bit closer than what they were. Credit to Kingupna where it's due. Yeah, they were tenacious. They never gave up. Morgan Zotti for Kingupna in that mid-court was absolutely sensational. She demanded the ball. She was by far best on for them. Taylor Durden, strong in defence. But, yeah, they just got ran over by a quality Rumbelara side. But credit to Kingupna. As I said, they stayed there. They were tenacious. They just picked the Rumbelara. They wouldn't go. As I said, yeah, you can say, well, obviously, you know, 29 goals, but the scoreline doesn't project how well the game was and how close the contestants were in, you know, it was a very, very close contested netball game. And it was only just because of, I think, Jesse Barnes in the shooting circle was so, they worked very well and their feed into them was sensational. And I think Jesse Barnes and Soph were the difference in the end. So as I said, this week, Rumbelara, they come up against a Echuca United team that I think, by all accounts, they're sort of. We'll look at the ladder. So Rumbelara sitting second on 12 points. So them and Tongaila, the only two sides are undefeated. You head down the ladder, and Echuca United are 10th. They're third last. With 2 points. Now, the reason why they got those 2 points is last week they had a draw against Cobram. So it must have been a very, very hard-fought game, very tense game. And something about Echuca United is, you know, people might think they're easy beats because if you go through all their scores from round one, I mean, they absolutely got smashed by Moama in round one, 77-14. They absolutely got... But it's the first game. Second game, they turned around and they were playing. Who'd they play? They played Tongaila. So two very tough games right from the start. You know, Moama, first game. Reigning premiers Tongaila, the following game. And they actually did all right against Tongaila. Like, they did lose by... But they lose by 26 goals. 26 goals against the reigning premier after they got absolutely smashed the week before against Moama is a massive improvement. They improved outstandingly. So credit to Echuca United. They came out. They didn't want to get smashed. They could have easily been ran over and absolutely smashed again by Tongaila, but they didn't. Their tenacity obviously come through. And then last week, they had a draw against Cobram. So it was 28-28. So... yeah, they're probably disappointed that they didn't get the points because of the game prior against Tongaila, where they proved that they can match it with the higher teams. So getting back to tomorrow's game at Echuca United, it is going to be a game that I suppose Rumbelara, I don't think they will, but they probably think, oh yeah, it's going to be an easy game. It's Echuca United, but Echuca United, they dare to dream, and they got nothing to lose. Echuca United have nothing to lose. So you go back to last year when Rumbelara and Echuca United played first time, and it was in Echuca United. Echuca United beat them by 20 goals. Absolutely ran over the top of them. Okay, Rumbelara didn't have Soph, and obviously Jesse Barnes wasn't playing back then. But you know what? You only beat the side that gets put on the park. And Rumbelara put a substandard side on the park. Like, you know, they did not play well. Tiana Steele and Jess Bamlett weren't weren't connecting in that defensive end. Their midcourt back then, they just weren't connecting. And the Chicken Island went over top of them. In their second game, which was at Rumbalara, they nearly got over the top of Rumbalara again. It was close. Rumbalara took the chocolate, so they were one and one last year. So you come into this game, round four, Rumbalara have had big wins against Numerica. They had a lucky win against Moama. They had to work hard for that. And then, yeah, they won by 29 goals against Kangutna, but they had to work hard for that. So you come into this game, and the Chicken United aren't easy beats. I don't think they're easy beats at home. You've got the crowd. Yeah, they've got their supporters. They'll be on it. They know what they've got to do. You know, they haven't got stars in their side. They're just, you know, girls that just want to get out there and play. Yeah, on the other hand, Rumbalara, you know, they would probably want to go 4-0 at the end of this. I think it'd be embarrassing, to be honest, for Rumbalara if they do lose this and go 3-1. So they'll really want to come out strong. Obviously, last week and the week before against Moama, yeah, they come out very, very slow. And, you know, they think to themselves, yeah, we can overrun teams, but you'd want to come out, hit it hard, and then capitalize and build on the lead you've got. So it's going to be a very interesting game. Medica for Rumbalara in the center, in that center or midcourt, she won't be there. So she's actually gone to America to have a holiday of a lifetime. So good luck to her. So she's pretty much going to miss three games. So she'll be away for four, but one of them is a bye. Two of those games are going to be cracker games, and I'll review those. So that'll be against Denny and Tongala. So she won't be there for them. But yeah, so I think they're going to be bringing up a couple of young girls from B grade tomorrow to sit on the bench, Rumbalara, and just see how they go. But as I said, Rumbalara are going to be on. They need to be on their A game. You can't turn around and say that. Oh, yeah, we're going to be easy. Yeah, it's going to be easy. We're going to beat them. We're going to smash them, because a Chicken United will come out. They will come out. They will fight. And my hat goes off to a Chicken United. Yeah, they got absolutely smashed, as I said, against Moama. Yeah, they could have dropped the bundle, but you know, I don't know what happened in the game against Tongala, but you know, to score what they did against Tongala, yeah, a credit to them, because as I said, the first game against Moama, they scored 14 goals. That's it. Just 14 goals. Then they come up against Tongala the following week, they score 31. That is a 17-goal difference. They scored 31 goals against a reigning premier. So Rumbalara tomorrow can't rest on their laurels. Definitely cannot rest on their laurels. They will need to have their A game. It don't matter. They need to have their A game, and they need to play that A game, you know, as Fly for Collingwood would say. They need to play the minutes. They need to be able to play the minutes, because, you know, this is a danger game. You know, this is a danger game. When I used to play football, my coach used to say, like, we weren't successful for a couple of years, and he used to turn around and say to us that every loss was a loss closer to a win. So you look at that. Yeah, they had a draw last week against Cobram. So Chicken United will be up. They'll be up and about. They'll be like, yep. Yeah, we're getting our mojo. You know, we went from 14 goals to, you know, 31 goals in a week. We worked on it. So obviously their shooters are on song. So yeah, it is going to be an interesting game tomorrow. I think, you know, personally, I think Rumbalara will come over on top. You know, it'll probably be more than 20 goals. You know, you've just got to look at their, you know, you look at their shooting circle. Jess Barnes is absolutely on fire at the moment. Sofax. Then you look at their midcourt in Sarah, Emily, Kai. Yeah, as I said, you're not going to have Medica, but they'll have two young girls that play B grade that are pretty strong. And then you look at your ever reliable defensive circle in Town of Steel and Jess Bamblett. Now, probably Jessie Barnes was, as I said, she was the highlight last week for Rumbalara. Then the rest of them were on an even par. And there's an old saying that you can have a team of champions or a champion team. And I think Rumbalara, they're becoming a champion team. They've got contributors across all the court, and except for Jess Barnes, I mean, she's going to be exceptional. She's just an exceptional player. There's no one that stands out. They do their role. They play their role. They know what they need to do, and they work for the team. So, you know, if they do get on Song tomorrow, I think, yeah, it'll be a big margin. But I honestly think Echuca United will come out tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 in Echuca United. I think they'll come out with a different attitude, and you know, and they'll reflect back on last year and how they matched it with Rumbelara. Yeah, I think Rumbelara just needs to have their head together, play their game, and just, you know, work things out. And I think they'll get the chocolates. I know they'll probably get the chocolates. As I said, I think it'll be an embarrassment for Rumbelara if they don't win tomorrow, because they have got it penciled in. But it'll be a very interesting game. As I said, you know, the last 2 weeks has probably taken a bit out of Rumbelara. They it was a very close game against Moema, and then last week it was a physical game. But very tenacious Kangapna were, and you know, hats off to them. They played a good game last week, and they will do all right. And Rumbelara, they just need to focus on Echuca United now tomorrow. You know, they're not easy beats. They can match it with the best when they put their mind to it. Now, I'm not sure who they've got in their side. I think it's an all-new side at Echuca United, but they always seem to come up and they always seem to be hard to play with. So my prediction, I'd say I'll go 28 goals Rumbelara, but it's not going to be easy for them. And I think it'll be another game where if you were sitting there and you watched the game but you didn't see the score, you'd think it would probably be close to what the score is going to be. So I don't think the scoreboard will reflect how close the game will be contestantly on the court. But anyway, that is me, Brett, just with a rundown, a preview of the game tomorrow between Echuca United and Rumbelara. It's going to be a good game. I think it's going to be good weather. Rumbelara can't rest on their morals. They need to be strong. They need to play well, because I think Echuca United will come out and try and hit them hard, and it's up to Rumbelara how they respond to that. So that is me. I'm finished. Thank you for listening. I'll put another podcast up on Sunday. Just a review of the game, what happened, who won, who lost, why they lost, why they won, best players. I will leave you with that. Thank you for listening. And that was a preview of the Echuca United Rumbelara game. It is going to be a cracker. It will be a good game. But I think Rumbelara will get the chocolates. All right, I'm out. Bye.